This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Arizona Senator John McCain died over the weekend after a battle with brain cancer. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson covered the senator over the years and joins me this morning to talk about him. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us about your interactions with John McCain over the years.
I had many, probably more than just about any national political figure, because he was always made himself available to talk to the media. And I was on the Straight Talk Express, his famous campaign bus, many, many times, and would sit and talk with him for hours. He would never duck a question. He was smart. He was funny. He had... obviously had the courage of his convictions. The one thing that always struck me about him was the fact that there was no politician in America, nobody, who could rattle him because of what he had gone through as a prisoner of war. This man had been tortured to near death. What's some politician going to do to rattle a man like that? And he just had that strength of character. And like I say, on the Straight Talk Express, it was fun. It was kind of, you know, he would sit there for hours. He would talk about things that were serious, things that were not serious. There'd be a lot of laughter. There were always snacks. He was snacking all the time, and we were always eating all the time. And he was just enjoyable to be around.
Well, Howard, you did recently write a column about riding on McCain's campaign bus, the Straight Talk Express, and we want to make sure people know that's available at WVXU.org.
Yes.
Now, moving on to our current president, Donald Trump was in Columbus Friday for the annual Ohio Republican Party dinner. He's likely to be back here several times between now and November. Why is he focusing so much on Ohio?
Well, he's focusing on Ohio, and he's going to be in a whole lot of states between now and November because, you know, he has a lot riding on this congressional elections, the fact that Democrats are really making a strong push to take over the Senate and the House. And one of the reasons that he comes to Ohio is so much because I think he's, in some ways, he's kind of sticking a finger in the eye of John Kasich, the governor, the outgoing governor, who was his opponent in 2016 and may well again be his opponent in the primaries in 2020. Because Kasich is acting very much like a presidential candidate or that he wants to take on Trump. He's one of the most outspoken critics of Trump in the Republican Party.
Now, Friday, he was particularly rough on Democratic governor candidate Richard Cordray, accusing him of destroying a lot of people's lives as head of the Consumer Financial Bureau. What was that all about?
That is the argument that they make, that Republicans are making, that Cordray, as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, was destroying financial institutions and doing, you know, taking destroying people's careers. Well, the Democrats can turn this around very easily, and Cordray does. Says, look, this was about retrieving money for regular working people who had been taken advantage of by unscrupulous banks and payday lenders, and that I, Richard Cordray, retrieved $12 billion for these people during the time that I held that job. And that's a pretty good campaign issue to run on.
Now, this election in Ohio would seem to be all about President Trump in 20 seconds or less. That's true?
It is. I mean, it's going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. You either like him or you don't like him. And I think that's going to depend on how you vote in the congressional elections.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.